Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Culver. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, George Culver. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is hit by the pitch. Hunt scores. Bonds moves to third. McCovey moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. Bonds scores. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Hart scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyatt moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Rose scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney strikes out. Two outs. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field. Stewart picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Etheridge moves to third. Hyatt moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and has Etheridge trapped. Culver throws to third, and Perez tags Etheridge for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Burden now playing right field. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bonds. May reaches second base with a double. Perez moves to third. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver is 0 for 1 in the game. Culver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etheridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. the Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Etheridge hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chaney is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Johnson pinch hits for George Culver. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Lindsay covering. Safe. Rose moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lanier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. the Giants will come to bat. Alex Johnson now playing left field. Clay Carroll now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Darryl Chaney. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Woody Woodward pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Woody Woodward now playing shortstop. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-2 in the game. Berta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rose strikes out. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Clay Carroll. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-4 in the game. Tolan takes first base on ball 4. Savage moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Perez reaches second base with a double. Savage scores. Tolan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Giants. Chico Ruiz pinch runs for Tony Perez. Ron Klein now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. May reaches second base with a double. Ruiz scores. It's Giants, 6, Reds, 6. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bench is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Chico Ruiz now playing third base. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing shortstop. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rose is walked intentionally. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger bunts towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Rose moves to second. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tolan is walked intentionally. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Rose moves to third. Tolan moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.